We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school softball with Lacey Patterson, head coach for the Riverside Bulldogs. And, Coach, hopefully weather will hold off tonight and you'll get your ball game in as you prepare for the next round in the playoffs. And how do you feel about your team coming into tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, we just got done with practice this morning and we tell them, you know, we're not overlooking anyone. Come and play your game. So that's our plan.
Yeah. Tell me about Mount Air, the Raiderettes. What do you know about them and what you're going to have to deal with tonight?
We honestly don't know much about them, which could be good and bad. So, you know, we played a lot of games this year in tournaments where we didn't know the team and we came out successful. So we're hoping the same with this game here.
Right. How do you feel about how your team has been playing here at the last part of the season?
Great. You know, before Wednesday, we were getting out on top in the first inning, and Wednesday we kind of struggled, but we said, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to win first pitch, first batter, first inning. So that's our goal.
What about Peyton Schaefer in the circle? Do you think she's improved from the beginning of the year to now? And in what areas do you think she might have improved?
Yeah, she's done great. You know, just like any pitcher, she does struggle sometimes, but she comes back, whether it be the next pitch or the next inning. And mentally, she's there, and she doesn't let her, you know, pitching affect her at-bats or vice versa. So she's a great kid.
Yeah. Has she – sometimes there are pitchers that are strikeout pitchers. Sometimes there are not pitchers they give up a hit or two. Where do you think she fits? And what style of pitcher has she kind of evolved into?
You know, she, like you said, she sometimes will get that hit off of her and then she comes right back and strikes the next batter out. So we do have a solid defense. So we let her, you know, let them hit the ball and our defense will make the play for you.
Yeah. Take me through the defense right now. What has been working for you? You got a .913 fielding percentage. It could be better. It could be worse. How do you feel like the defense has been throughout the year?
Right. We did struggle, you know, second game, our catcher got injured. So we have that Sophia Fenner behind the plate for us, and she's done an awesome job. So we had to move some people around on the field, and they've really been proven to us that they deserve the spot the last couple of games. So just working through those difficulties and making it known now that that's where they need to play for us.
Yeah. How about offensively? I mean, where do you feel like you are right now? I mean, the power, you have power, but it seems to be equally distributed. I mean, there's no one person that's hitting like an enormous amount of home runs.
Right. Yeah. 1-9 is awesome for us. Just Wednesday night, five batters, Sydney Summers hit a home run for us. So, you know, you never know who you're going to get to have the power for us or lay down the bunts. So, which I love, you know, you can really throw teams off track like that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously this Riverside, it's been a great year from a sports standpoint. I mean, the volleyball team goes to state. It seems like every season there's been a lot of success. Do you feel like that is translated with this team here in this in the playoff run? Do you sense that for these girls?
Oh yeah, definitely. They know how to win. You know, that's one thing. Last year when we played Erlaw and lost to them, we competed with them through like four innings or so. But my assistant coach Daryl, he always says, you know, they're a team that makes it to state a lot. Like they know how to win. Like that's the one thing we were lacking. So with that experience now with these girls, I think we have a good shot.
So what are your keys in tonight's game against Mount Air?
Like I said earlier, first pitch, first batter, first inning, we got to win it all. So that's our outlook going into it tonight.
Yeah. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck against Mount Air trying to move to the regional finals. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Lacey Patterson, head coach for Riverside Softball here on KSOM.